Hello and thanks for tuning in to In the News here at GlobalTalkRadio.com. Well, today we're talking about the corporate content explosion. You know, it's easier than ever for organizations to make noise, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're being heard. Well, to make your written voice rise above the rest, your prose must be compelling, your message strategic, and your output consistent. And to shed some light on how this can be done, we've invited Ken Greenberg, principal of Edgewise and founder and president of Edge Communications, to join us today. Ken, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Happy to be.
Hey, Ken, first of all, I'm a little interested in your background. I understand you're actually a journalist at heart.
I am, and I did get skilled in that discipline. I went to Columbia, got a graduate degree, and worked in newspapers, magazines, and then did some book editing. Hopped the fence in the mid-80s, late-80s, actually, to try the corporate world. But my discipline as a journalist has sort of informed my work since then. So.
Well, talk if you would then. Now, today, there's, of course, with the Internet revolution, everything has changed in the last 20 years, perhaps even at a faster pace the last few years. Talk for a minute, if you would, about this content explosion. I mean, like blogging and things like that.
You know, it's amazing because in a lot of ways, the impulse that I had, you know, as a younger person wanting to get into journalism is now sort of open to everybody, although there are certain, you know, things that don't apply to blogging, but nonetheless, everybody wants to sort of express themselves and now can do that, because technology is so accessible. So the numbers are just staggering on you know, the growth of blogs and other forms of, you know, of web-based content. But I think we did a count, and there's like 15 million blogs on WordPress and WordPress installations, 10 million plus on Tumblr, Technorati's tracking 12 million. And you know, these are, again, expressions of how people want to sort of get out there, put their voice, you know, add their voice to the chorus or the cacophony, as it were. And I think that's, you know, that's a healthy thing. For businesses, there's you know, every reason in the world to be part of that. And so that's kind of where we kind of come into the mix. But clearly, it's a world where no one has any reason to keep silent if they have something to say.
Well, before the interview, you had mentioned to me content farms. I mean, I understand they're harvesting stuff that really machines are meant to read, and well, maybe talk for a minute. Tell our listeners then. So these content farms, the content that they're producing, it feeds into SEO, right? Which is a good thing, but there's more.
Right, exactly. No, it is certainly a different form of content than our firm, our company, Edgewise, is involved in. Content farms are essentially ways to, you know, help companies, individuals, whoever, raise their ranking in search engines and you know, that's a fine thing to do. Edgewise comes in as a sort of a counter to that because we focus on custom and original content development across really a whole range of strategic and tactical needs. So, it's not that the content and content farms isn't all that compelling, but the reality is it's meant for machines mm-hmm. to read, not necessarily human beings.
Well, let's talk about some of this content designed for humans. Tell us a little bit about your writers.
Sure. We really, you know, have a, I think an eclectic group of senior people, and that's kind of been the way we've been working since we started as Edge Communications in the mid '90s. But some of our writers have been everywhere from, you know, on the book side, Harper Collins, have been with the BBC. They've worked with Disney and ABC, Golan Harris, Wells Fargo, Fleischmann Hillard, where I came from, United Healthcare. They've represented in terms of their PR background, you know, such diverse clients as 3M, Nestle, Coca-Cola, American Honda, United Airlines, Bank of America, and Hewlett-Packard, companies like that, blue chip companies. As writers, and this is a point of pride because I think this sort of represents their skills on their own behalf and then on behalf of clients. They've been published in outlets as diverse as the Huffington Post, Associated Press, Variety, The New York Times, PC World, where I actually was senior editor, Nature Magazine, and The Wine Spectator. So it's a, and it goes on. The list is extensive, but just to give you a feel for the kinds of places we've been and the talent that we bring to creating publishable content meant for humans. That's just sort of a little bit about our background.
And from what I've read, Edgewise focuses on thought leadership. Could you explain a little bit more what that is?
Well, yeah, I think that if I look at it really with sort of a clear eye, we're really a thought leadership company. That's what we attempt to convey to people who work with us. And we're doing that through quality writing and sort of leveraging each organization's primacy and establishing some really compelling branding and service descriptions in print or online or however the written word is consumed. So thought leadership is something that we think has to really permeate every piece of writing that we do, whether it's a customer newsletter, a blog post, a white paper, even an informal letter to a client. We're talking about a voice that needs to be consistent, and the position, again, a thought leader, which really means that you have something to say, and you say it in a compelling fashion, and ideally it's either actionable or it adds to a story that you're telling. And that's kind of how we see thought leadership.
Well, it sounds like thought leadership would come into just about anything written that any company would do. Perhaps you can even say in the broader sense, if it involves writing, it involves this thought
that's
process.
Right, from the 140 character tweet to a hefty ebook, even though those are digital, so they don't weigh much.
Yeah.
But website copy, speeches, presentations, speaker abstracts, white papers, training scripts. We've done a little bit of script writing. Certainly technical articles, fact sheets, just, whatever organizations need. And we do it with passion and flair.
Yeah, I believe I heard you mention HarperCollins, BBC. Tell us a little bit more about some of your company's background.
Well, again, the folks who've worked with us really have sort of brought to the table a sense of sort of being on the front lines and of shaping messages and of getting again their own work published under their own name, but we're humble enough to say, hey, we'll ghost for anyone, and we really have. So I think that's kind of where that comes from, and really it's the idea is any audience that we are approached to sort of serve, we'll respect that and sort of tailor the message for that. That can be customers, prospects, employees, investors, senior management, consumers, the media. I mean, we want to be a single point of contact for anything an organization needs in terms of writing, so they don't have to worry about it because a lot of people have other things to do, and this is something that we excel at, and more than that, we enjoy it. We really get a kick out of it, and it's kind of what makes us sort of enjoy getting up in the morning.
Well, if you summed up your business model in one word, would it be eclectic?
I think eclectic is certainly an excellent word for us, because we really do have a sense of feeling comfortable in any discipline, and if we haven't done it before, you'd never know it, because again, there's a certain process that we've mastered over the years, and again, that's the thing that kind of gets us excited.
I think there's another point we should probably bring up, which is, when it comes to writing, we all have our own specialty. There might be the technical writer who gets very, very detailed about some of the technical specifications. There might be a salesperson who can do the sales approach, make it presentable. But it's hard to do it all, right? And don't you sort of have to aim your writing at everybody? So at prospects, employees, investors, customers, the media.
You really do. I mean, you really have to look and tailor what your message is to that audience, and that's where we're so comfortable, and that's why eclectic is exactly the right way of looking at that. It is not one size fits all. It's it is a process that I think we've adapted and we understand very well. But at the end of the day, we're telling stories, or we're helping people tell their stories, and we want to be able to do that. Whoever is on the other end of that communication.
Ken, before I let you go, let listeners know how to get a hold of you and what you can do for them.
By all means. We are on the web. We have a placeholder page, which is growing, but it's www.edgewise.us.com. It's the U.S. is kind of an important part of that URL.
Uh-huh.
Our phone number is 818-990-5001, based in the San Fernando Valley in L.A. But we have a national footprint. We serve folks really even globally if the need arises. We really are sort of open to projects. We work on a sustaining basis. We're on in terms of budgets. I think we're an outstanding value in my view, because we really are helping companies do something that maybe they can't do themselves quite as well, honestly, and have other things that they need to focus on.
Sure,
that's where we come in.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, you can't do everything, and it certainly sounds like companies could use partnering with someone like you to help them out, and I don't even think they have to be an internet-based company. I mean,
we've exactly right.
Yeah, there's internet content, but there's also the traditional content in printed form that you mentioned.
Back to my old days of ink on paper.
Yeah,
you gotta love that.
Exactly. We've been speaking with Ken Greenberg of Edgewise, and the website, we'll put a link up for you, is edgewise.us.com. Ken, thanks very much for being part of our program.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.